Simon singing about allergies.
There's a song about everything,
now,
apparently.
Now, where do you, what library do you go to dig that one up, huh? We're going to be talking about indoor air quality and indoor air filtration, but we've got a few people who have been on hold for a little while. We like taking care of the calls as they come in. If you've got any question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Maybe you want to talk to us about indoor air quality, or maybe, like Michelle in Phoenix, you want to talk to us about something else. Good morning, Michelle. How can we help you?
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Oh, sorry. I had you on speakerphone while I was waiting.
Okay.
Anyway, so the problem is we are having an issue with our pool. About 5 o'clock this morning, we woke up hearing the pool pump making noise. So my husband went out, turned off the pool pump, and noticed and turned off the water because we noticed that the water level seemed to be down like 6 inches in the pool, which was odd. So we turned off the pool pump, turned off the water level. It was 5 o'clock, couldn't do anything. Just got up a little while ago and looked out, and it seems to be down another 2 inches. So the water seems to be leaking out of the pool, draining out of the pool from some place. We don't know where. We couldn't hear any water draining. We couldn't see anything. Two questions. Is there anything else we should do? And any idea about what's the worst that could possibly happen? Because we can't get anyone probably until Monday.
Okay. Do you have a pool service provider at your home?
We do. We called them. Of course, there's no answer. Emergency number, so we left a telephone message for them to call us back.
And when your husband went outside, he confirmed that the pool pump wasn't in the backwash mode, I assume, right?
The pool pump was not in the backwash mode.
You were not discharging water anywhere?
No, it was not discharging water anywhere.
And then we turned the pump off, and you feel like since you've turned the pump off, you've still lost a couple more inches, and that's just since sunrise this morning.
Correct. That appears to be the case.
Okay. Is it down below the skimmer at this point, down below the tile level?
Is it down below the tile level? I believe it is. Yes.
Okay. Well, about all you're going to be able to do is monitor it and watch it. I'm surprised your pool service company doesn't have a full access number that you can reach them. I'll tell you what I tell other people to try and determine. You're obviously losing it faster than evaporation can be causing it. That's for
right.
Sure. We have a leak somewhere. No visible water puddling, ponding anywhere in the yard.
Correct.
That's the surprising part. When you talk about a couple inches of water, I mean, you're talking about a couple hundred gallons.
Yeah, but if it's down low, if we've got
a
problem way down low, it could certainly do it. Michelle, other than checking the backwash, and sometimes one of the most common places for a pool to be leaking is right at the skimmer box. And if we're down below the skimmer box and we sure it wasn't backwashed out, we obviously have a leak. You're going to need someone to get there and take a look at it. It isn't something I'm going to be able to diagnose here over the phone. If you're looking for a pool service technician that could help you out, you could certainly call our Rosie Certified Pool Technicians, Post Arena Pool Service. And they could, I don't know if they're answering on Saturdays either, but the Post Arenos would be a great troubleshooting team to get out there and take a look at it. Let's see if we can get one more call here before we go on a break. When we get back, after bottom of the hour, I want y'all to stay tuned because we'll be talking about tips I'm going to give you, simple tips you can do to improve the quality of air inside your home. Almost all of you are going to need a couple of these tips here this spring when we are going to have an Arizona bloom like we haven't seen in a while. Good morning, Marcia, calling from Tucson. We appreciate the call. How can we help you, ma'am?
Good morning. We have a strange noise in our house. Originally, it started this week, and I went in the garage by the water softener, and I just driven the car in, turned the car off, and I heard this noise. It sounded like a car still running. Then we came in the house and found that wasn't the case, and all of a sudden we had this big banging noise, coming, and it seemed to be coming from the pipes. We called our water utility company. They said it could be a water pressure valve that needs to be replaced every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Also suggested that it could be the irrigation, whatever, has gone bad.
Right.
It happens about the same time every day, or a day, and then 4 days later, we get another same sound again. It has been getting softer. And are we doing anything that will hurt the pipes? And who do we call, a plumber or an irrigation guy?
Well, it sounds like the knocking noise you're describing, we generally call it an air hammer. And that generally has to do with excessive pressure in your home. So the first thing you ought to do, are you on city water?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing you ought to do is get to a hardware store and get a pressure valve and screw it on the hose bib at the front of your house. Make sure everything in the home is turned off and that you're not exceeding 60, 65 pounds per square inch. When I get back, we'll finish talking our way through Marsha's water hammer in Tucson. Y'all stay tuned.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.